So this is the Board of Lister appeal hearings for 280 Cedar Ridge Road Drive. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you think the value should be and why. The board may have some questions for you at the end, or may not. Then they will recess and deliberate on what they think the value should be. They will send you, the town will send you a results or grievance notice by certified mail within 2 to 3 weeks of the hearing, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Terry Girls.
Stephanie Bertoni.
And Alex Bertoni.
Okay.
Do you show your full name?
Alessandro.
That's what it's in the town.
Yes.
Hot in here. Do you want to talk? You can talk.
So, essentially, what we think is wrong about our assessment is the value that's been placed on the land. It is a large wooded lot, which has access to road only on a small portion of it. But because it has an easement on it, and the vast majority of the land is not subdividable because of that, we've had the land perked when we purchased the land, and there was only a small area that could it was perkable. And it was required for us to put an easement on it so that our neighbors could have access to septic. So it affects the value of that land, and we just have it because we enjoy the woods. When we looked around at comparable properties that had some acreage in Colchester, it looked that they were assessed at a lower value, at least their land portion are. We're not experts on doing these kinds of evaluations, so we did an assessment. We thought maybe we should be somewhere around the $600,000 range. But that's a guess.
We brought the biggest compass one in our neighborhood, 920 Shore Acres Drive. They're on 7.75 acres of land, and their land is assessed at $329,600. And if you just take that number and compare it to our land at $437,800, I mean, the land is valued more than our home. We have a very modest home. It's 1,500 square feet. So that seems right there, 920 Shore Acres is our...
We haven't done any renovations to the home.
No, not since the last...
Apart from fixing the roof, but no renovations since 2008.
Mm-hmm. And for what it's worth, in 2011, I had to come to the town and do this exact same thing for the land. They valued it higher than what it should have been valued at, and it's not buildable. There's no sewage that came into our town. If there was, this would be it would change the value significantly, but they bypassed our neighborhood for that project, unfortunately. And then we have another comp of 505 Middle Road, which is pretty similar.
It's a larger house. A couple acres lower, but it looks like it's assessed at a much lower amount.
Yeah, their land is assessed at $247,700, and they're on 5 acres. So I just felt the weight of the land assessment was much greater than it should be.
It was 505 Middle.
Middle Road.
Yes, and it was a recent sale.
Yeah, 505 is not an assessment. I don't think it's
Well, that's their card, their comp card.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, okay. So we would just like to, you know, how is wooded acreage usually valued? You know, the easement and the septic limitations should be considered. There's no development opportunity there because of the lack of sewage. And we would just like to be considered for it to be reduced based on that. We have no intention of building if we could, to be honest, because we like the owls and the nature.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I think those are the main points.
All right, so we can, I will just explain to you where the value comes from, because I remember in 2011 talking to you about it and going out and walking the property and looking at it. or at least...
I came to the hearing here, but I didn't go...
Yeah, we went out and looked at it.
Oh.
At least I did.
Oh, okay. So you know our land.
Hearing. Yeah. And so we didn't change any grading standard from the grading from 2011. The reason why it's graded the way it's graded is when we have two contiguous parcels that are under one ownership, we typically take that second lot and we incorporate it all in one parcel for tax purposes, even though you have the right to sell off the other parcel. Mm-hmm. But we typically take that second lot and we put it at 0.75 of the actual value for the building lot. Okay. And in your case, because of the issues with the potential septic system, and as I remember, there was questions on whether or not you could build, develop it or not.
Right.
We used a 0.5 multiplier on it, mm-hmm. as opposed to 0.75. So we took it 25% less than we would normally do it.
Right.
So that's the assessment. That's how we're assessing it.
In this assessment?
In this assessment, yeah.
So much value for land that's not that valuable.
Yeah, and the reality is a building lot in Colchester would be anywhere between $200,000 and $250,000. So having that second potential building lot at 50% is adding like $100,000.
But it's not a building lot. If it was a building lot, I'd totally agree
with
you.
Potential for a building lot, as long as
we couldn't build on it because of the easement. We have a septic easement with our neighbors. We cannot build on
and that's
lot.
Covering the entire area that you put a septic system
in. It would have to be an easement that would serve three homes for it to be a building lot. The neighbors, our house,
and whoever
would
build
on
that one lot.
Significant. It's not even clear to me that you could put a septic system that would serve three homes where it was identified. There was a plan done on the Mayhood sold that property. They had a plan developed for that.
And then when the Turners bought it, they had to use that easement too for their, because their easement on their, for their house. But yeah, I mean, honestly, we wouldn't even be here if we thought it was buildable. And if sewage had come through our neighborhood, there would be no, we knew
the value would go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the value would be, assuming it would be another $150,000 to the site.
Yeah. That would make sense. That would be logical to me then. But this is not logical to me.
Is that easement in your deed?
Yes, it's in our land.
It must be.
Yep.
Because it was the purchase of the land was contingent upon it being
provided.
Yeah. We had to stop the process until that was done.
So is it? I'm trying to understand this. If you were to ever build on it, you would have to build more septic capacity for
That's
three other homes.
It would have to. If our septic system failed, we need access to a septic system.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wanted to develop on that land would have to have a system either built for three homes or have a system that could then be added to. So I think that would discourage anybody from looking at the land.
It's why we haven't done anything with it, too.
It was essentially to keep it as a field and woods.
Okay.
But that's helpful to know that in 2011 you did that lower calculation.
Is that what farmland is done at too? Like if somebody has farm and animals on their land, is it at 0.5?
No. So the way we calculate it is if you own a building lot, it's at 100% one building lot. The second building lot, we lower that second building lot to 0.75. The third building lot, we go to 0.5. So if you have three building lots that are contiguous, your multiplier is going to be 2.25. The fourth one is 0.5 as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, once you get above that, then we do a whole other calculation based on, you know, the cost of infrastructure, where you're at in the infrastructure, putting that infrastructure in. We add in the holding costs with assumptions of, you know, a 5-year build-out period or 2-year build-out period. you know, which includes taxes in that time period and insurance, and and we include realtor fees and that, and all these other things that, that a developer is going to be looking at for costs for those lots. And then we have to include, you know, the developer's potential value on that, what they're going to receive in the market for that as well. So you end up not, instead of having like a 10-lot subdivision and each lot's $200,000, it's not $2 million.
Right.
It's something a lot less than that because we have to add in all those other things.
The
so
fact that it's a working farm doesn't factor into the values.
Not really. You know, working farms like Tebow's down on Pine Island, you know, we look at his land on Pine Island. And actually, the state of Vermont bought two pieces of land down there. We really set the value down there at $2,500 a square foot, or an acre. But Pine Island's different because it's all wetland. It's all floodplain. So you can't build down there anyway. So in those areas, we've set the value based on what the state's really kind of set the value for us. So each thing's different.
See, you look at it, you're calling it a building lot, but we've never looked at it as a building lot. It's like never in my brain considered it a building lot.
Yeah, every lot's a buildable lot, unless proven otherwise.
Right.
So we come at it as that, with that assumption. And of course, a vacant building lot, you know, you still have to put in all the infrastructure, the road, the power, the sewer, the water, before it's even can be built on. Those all have cost. So when you actually put the house on a lot, then that building lot is worth a lot more. But yeah, those are all factored in. That's all part of that building cost.
Yeah, I just don't ever see us building on that. I mean, again, if sewage came into the neighborhood, it would have been a totally different situation, you know?
As you can tell.
We did buy it thinking that that would happen long ago and that it would be more valuable. Yeah. But unfortunately, we lost in that. Yeah. And I don't think my understanding, Brian, I think his name was, who left.
Osborne.
Yes, I wrote him and said, why are you missing our neighborhood? We have old, you know, everybody's got old septic in this neighborhood. And he said, no, we're bypassing that. No, we're not. But we did get stormwater runoff, so.
Did they petition? Did you have a petition going through the neighborhood to see what the cost would be to run that sewer line up there and whether or not you would take on that cost?
I thought there was something, but the way he explained it is just there wasn't the capacity.
There wasn't the capacity and there weren't enough people in the neighborhood.
But so. Also the part that irked me, not to go down a rabbit hole, but was that we want new, essentially we need new taxpayers. And so we're focusing on new developments for this to serve new developments. So we've been paying taxes for 30 years. And I was like, that hurts.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, are there any other questions?
I don't have any questions.